Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
An unfortunate theme to today's podcast is one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
An unfortunate theme.
Yeah, just all these stories have something in common, and it wasn't, I mean, I'm not proud of it. It's not like we're taking glee in it. I kind of wish it weren't the case. But why don't we just play the Pete Rose tape first?
Well, this is kind of interesting on its own. So Pete Rose, one of the most famous baseball players of all time, banned from baseball for gambling years ago, although mm-hmm. that's got nothing to do with this story. And they're having a look back at all the great years of when he was with the Philadelphia Phillies and won the World Series and stuff like that. And a reporter asked him a question, not about the Phillies or baseball. Ask him about, apparently he had sex with a 15-year-old or a 16-year-old girl or something like that way back in the day. That's what he's asked about here.
Tony, congratulations. What did you hit? And Tony says, yo.
Okay, hold on.
This is the wrong clip.
Can you stop? Yeah, let's do them in order. 6 and 7. You see him on there? Let's do them in order.
Okay. I'm here for the Philly fans. I'm here for my teammates. Okay? I'm here for the Philly organization. And who cares what happened 50 years ago? You weren't even born. So you shouldn't be talking about it because you weren't born. And if you don't know a damn thing about it, don't talk about it.
Thought that was an interesting way to try to get out of a scandal in which you're accused of having sex with a 15 or 16-year-old girl. Who cares about something that happened 50 years ago? It doesn't work that way with, like, rapes and murders. Just doesn't work that way. And you weren't even born yet, so why would you ask me about it? I'm not sure that makes any difference either there, Pete.
Yeah, I don't know anything about the story.
I do now. I didn't before. So his claim is he had sex with her, but in Ohio, where 16 was the legal age. Hey, dude, what, he was in his 40s at that time? How about you don't have sex with 16-year-olds, whether it's legal or not, in whatever state you're in?
Yeah.
Not a good story. Anyway, to get to the other part, which ends up being kind of the theme of this podcast, unfortunately, he's got a story he's telling during the game. This is in the booth about hitting a pitch one time.
Tony, congratulations. What did you hit? And Tony says, yo, I hit a cock-high fastball. And Joe didn't know what to say. Joe said, no shit.
That's looped out to right field.
You change the subject real quick on that loop out to right field.
Yeah.
I'm just describing the action.
Pretty sure we don't have a 7-second delay, so.
Ooh.
Yeah, you see why he changed the subject real quick on the story there. Ancient Pete Rose.
You crazy old bastard.
You just said two words you can't say during a freaking baseball broadcast. You moron.
Jiminy. And he's Pete's watched a million baseball games. You don't hear a lot of cock and shit on broadcasts, Pete. God.
You change the subject on that one real fast. Yeah, you crazy old man. What the hell?
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, and that happens with age, though. I've noticed it with some people I know. As they get older, man, they're what you should say around who filter just goes away.
Yes. Yeah, that's commonly recognized. Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, I don't look forward to that.
My filter's already iffy, so...
God dang it, what a funny looped out to, oh yeah, change the subject on that fact. Let's, I'm just trying to describe the action of the game there, Pete, and not drop cock and shit bombs for the audience.
Do you want to hear it one more time?
Not really.
I don't know if I do.
Not
God
really.
God dang it, Pete.
Hilarious.
All right, so one story that's not really related, but it just happens to be something we said we would do on the One More Thing podcast. A great-grandmother, this is from the New York Post, by the way. A great-grandmother had a singular request for her gravestone, a 5.5 foot tall, nearly 600-pound penis statue. It's a gal in Mexico, old gal, Katerina Orduña Perez. Her family erected the monument, quote, in recognition of her love and joy for life. She wanted to break the paradigm of everything Mexican, where things are sometimes hidden because of not having an open mind. She was always very avant-garde, very forward-thinking about things. Orduña Perez, who died at the age of 99 earlier this year, was known in her small town for her fascination with penises.
That's a heck of a thing to be known for.
Doña Cata. She always said that we were vergas, said some relative. Now, here's where it gets a little complicated, and I think I can explain this to you, but vergas is a Mexican slang word that can mean three different things. There's the usual English word, like a coarse term for a penis. Okay?
Like Pete Rose would use.
Exactly. Hitting that high of a fastball. It can also mean an insult that means go screw yourself or you aren't worth ass.
Okay.
So that sort of insult. The third way is actually a compliment, calling something cool. It just depends on how it's phrased. And with apologies for those of you with more sensitive sensibilities, it's like, you know, in modern parlance, that movie was shit or that movie was the shit.
Gotcha.
That sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. Anyway, and according to her grandson, the third way is how Doña Cata used the word. She wanted her family to know they were all vergas and could do anything they set their mind to. She recalled verga meant one should not give up. When problems arise, you need to face them head on. The family knew the matriarch wanted a penis statue on her tombstone for years. Oh, my God, the picture is something. It's as big as the guy hoisting it. But didn't take her request seriously until she approached death. After she died, the family talked about it and decided to make her dream come true. At first, I thought it was a joke, said the engineer who built the statue, because it's not very common to see these kind of sculptures or monuments, even less so in the memory of someone who's deceased. Took a team of people to make the monument after it was unveiled. It caused a stir. The family did expect and prepare for some backlash. Of every 10 people, I think around 7 see the statue positively. It's a giant dick on her gravestone. And if they don't see it as a good thing, at least they respect his grandmother's wishes. There's others who, in their conservative values, are very close-minded, very square, who see it poorly.
Who don't... So there are those conservative squares who don't think a giant human-sized penis should be on your gravestone.
Right. And it's probably worth mentioning, since you don't have the picture in front of me and I do, it's got the fellas along with it. It's C and B's.
Well, they generally come together.
Well, right. But so, I wanted to be complete.
It's a package deal. It's probably why it's called your package.
Right. I wanted to paint a good mental picture, though, for
there
it.
There you go.
Theater of the mind.
So it's interesting that
it's pink, by the way.
So is mine. So,
oh, I was praying you wouldn't say that.
So, it's interesting that that story doesn't mention it being a symbol of fertility or anything at all. So, we used to have a, didn't we have one in our office?
Still do.
We still do?
Yeah, I can think it's kind of stashed. The JP. Yeah,
and since the what?
The JP. The Jesus penis.
The Jesus penis. I haven't looked at it in so long, I don't even remember what it looks like.
Yeah. Well, it's like a it's a combination of a representation of Jesus, but it's a penis. And it's, and I seriously take no delight in this. I mean, I can be as filthy as you want, but that's not what y'all are here for. How do we phrase this? It's ejaculating.
Yeah, so when I was in Mexico, Mexico City specifically, and going around to these like open air market bazaars and stuff like that, I came across this giant display of, what do you make that stuff out of? Ceramic, you know, ceramic art, and they had all kinds of different stuff. And there were tons of penises, and I didn't know that that was such a particularly Catholic in Mexico symbol of fertility. And they were all like, they just looked like a penis, and they were also, you know, in the process of dispensing the seed that allows for fertility.
Right.
And that was the whole point, is just the blessing of life. Or,
well, exactly. God has blessed us with beautiful children. I don't think you need to go into the mechanics of it in your icons and your like knickknacks for your shelf. But they choose to.
They do. I mean, because I have the blessing of children. It's the most important thing in my life. And I have zero ceramic penises hanging around my house.
Much less those that are in action.
Yeah, exactly. I was shocked by it, you know, and quickly realized, okay, it's a religious symbol. But, man, it is one pornographic religious symbol. Although, why is it so pornographic? I don't know why it isn't, you know.
Well, I think that the Mexican point of view of it is more sane.
Yeah, it is more sane. It's absolutely more sane. No, this is the process by which human beings reproduce. There's nothing coarse or funny or weird or should be hidden about it. It's just the way all beasts reproduce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I was shocked by it. And then this woman having a giant one on her tombstone.
That's a little odd.
Was she just a tramp?
No. No, again, it means you take on the world and you're unafraid.
Okay.
There are other ways to symbolize that, but who am I to argue with the old gal? She's dead.
There you go.
Hey, kids, this is your first time watching baseball. Well, sit down. The legendary Pete Rose is on TV. Let's see what he has to say. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Well, I guess that's it.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.